Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
If you're going to a wedding, having a wedding, or hoping to have a wedding, listen to this saga. A lot of people will relate to it. Kieran, good afternoon.
Joe, good afternoon. Saga is the best word to describe it. Fair play to you.
Okay, give us the first wedding date that you'd planned.
The 20th of November is our original date and our only date. We haven't had to postpone our wedding due to COVID. So 20th of November is the date that we want to get married.
Okay. Any particular reason why that date? Why not? So
my fiancé wanted a Christmas wedding and the hotel advised us that the Christmas tree would be up that date in November. It's a lovely venue. The Christmas tree in the corner is nice.
So you were going to be bounced by the regulations, but you were going to stick to the 20th.
We're going to stick to the 20th. Because, to be honest, Joe, you know, no one can tell me when the pandemic is going to end because nobody knows. We said, look, we'll go ahead rather than another 6-12 months of possible stress.
Okay, so what's the issue? You paid for the wedding originally, did you, the 20th of November, but a bigger wedding?
We did. We paid for an estimated cost of about 100 people it was a year and a half ago now at this point. So a €2,000 booking deposit up front.
Yeah.
And then the hotel required us to pay 50% of the estimated cost of the wedding 6 months after the initial booking fee. Now, we drew down a loan to pay for the wedding.
Okay.
So we decided that, look, we had the money there, so we would give the hotel €9,750 towards the cost of the wedding. My thought process on that was, if anything else bad happens, at least we have somewhere to have the wedding, because we're not getting married in a church. We're going to get married in the hotel.
Okay.
So at least we would have a wedding, and at least we would have somewhere for our guests to go.
Okay, so you handed over 250 short of 10 grand?
Yes.
Okay. So what's happening? What's happening now?
So what's happening now, obviously, in the government's five-level framework plan, there's a few different wedding restrictions. So obviously level one is 100, level two is 50, level three and four are 25, level three was 25, and level four and five were 6. So I was very happy when Micheál Martin announced that they were going to keep weddings at 25 and the same at funerals after a little bit of manoeuvring from 10 to 25. So very happy with that on the Monday.
Yeah.
Rang the hotel to advise that, look, we will go ahead with the wedding of 25 people.
Yeah.
And they advised us that the cost of that wedding would be €3,250. But then we went back to them and they told us that the wedding would now actually cost €3,950 because they said that they've had three weddings at the lower price and that it was not profitable for them anymore to do a wedding at that price. But the kicker here is that they have only offered us the €5,800 in difference as vouchers towards a future event in the hotel. And they won't give us a refund of the overpayment at this stage. And we can only get married on the 20th of November in their venue if we accept the new terms and conditions.
Wow.
And we did say to them when it went down to 6 people, like, we still want to get married. We're together nearly 10 years, so we wanted to get married. And we have a house together now. So we had said to them, if it went down to 6 people, they said they wouldn't be able to do a wedding for 6. And we were like, okay, what about if we keep money for a future event? But as soon as it went back to 25, I sent an email on Monday evening to confirm that we were going to go ahead. Any subsequent emails you've got from them, they have mentioned every single time, will you not consider postponing? We don't want to postpone. We want to go ahead. I'm waiting for one further email of clarity from them. I've simply asked them, will we be able to go ahead with the wedding on the 20th of November if we do not accept your new terms and conditions of offering us vouchers?
So in other words, you want to pay, you're willing to pay for the new wedding, the new numbered wedding, so to speak, on November 20th. You're willing to pay the increased per head charge, isn't it? I didn't work it out yet. Give me, what's it now per head?
158 persons, €158 per head now. They have stopped using a per head price. They have just used a minimum spend price now. So So the per head price is gone. Like our previous per head price was €99.
Okay.
With an estimated cost of 100 people.
Okay. And it went up to 60% when the numbers dropped. The numbers were divided by a quarter. They upped the price per head by 60%.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the overheads and all that.
Yeah. And that's what they tell us, you know, overheads and yeah. stuff. Now, initially, we went down to visit the hotel on the 25th of September when it was at 50 people, just to have a look and see what COVID signs were going to be around the place and discuss what a COVID wedding would be. And that was fine. And they told us that the minimum cost for 50 people would be €6,500. Now, to our utter horror and amazement, they told us if it happened to go down to 25, that the 6,500 minimum spend would also stand at that point. Now, when it did go down to 25, we made a phone call and they did half that. So obviously something happened in the meantime because
you're down to just under €4,000 now, aren't you?
We're just under €4,000. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, now it's expensive.
What does that cover?
That's everything, Joe. So that's the room hire. It's the four course meal. It is. They in their generosity threw in canapes for us, for the increased price, and are going to allow us have beef or lamb. And they are also going to allow us have a choice of main course. So extra.
There's no accommodation in that, or?
The accommodation is included in the original package, so we get three complimentary rooms.
Well, that's
so
what I mean.
Complimentary rooms.
But all your guests don't stay.
No, they don't. Okay. And as a side note to this, unfortunately, Maria's grandfather can't attend the wedding because he's 93 years old.
Okay.
Now, he made the decision himself, and fair play to him. He rang both of us to say, look, I don't feel comfortable going. We were like, absolutely no problem. He has had awful trouble trying to get his money back. They told him initially, we'll give you a voucher. Then Maria's mother had to email and say, look, a voucher is no good. They said, okay, we will try and start to process your refund by January 2021.
And by the way, if in the current scenario where the government, where these are government regulations, these are not whims.
Yeah.
You haven't decided to reduce it yourself at the last minute because you've discovered you've no friends or whatever. But given that it is a government regulation, what would happen if you said, actually, we want to cancel the wedding because of the government regulations? Have you asked them that question?
So we did. So we wanted to cancel the wedding when it was down to six people. And the options they gave us at that point was, okay, your €2,000 non-refundable booking deposit is non-refundable. Because of the late nature of your cancellation, we charge you an extra €1,750. We mentioned that we would want to have an event in the future if it was down at six people, but only at six people. We don't plan on having a second celebration if we can go ahead with 25. They said, okay, we would keep €3,000 of your additional money on file for a future event, and we would refund you €3,000. So essentially, they would charge us €3,750 cancellation fee. They'd keep €3,000 for a future event and give us €3,000 back on the 30th of November. So we said we weren't happy with that, and then we got the email with a letter to state the price is now €3,950, and if you want to have the wedding, all your money will be refunded in form of vouchers, not in cash.
So you'd be getting the rest of your good money. When did you hand it over, by the way? A year ago?
We handed it over about a year ago. 6 months after we had booked. Yeah, so we handed it over a year ago. Foolish of me, I suppose, in the long run. But we wanted to hand it over and give. Like, at this point, we probably only should have handed them over €5,000. Right, so 50% of the estimated cost of the wedding, which was €10,000.
You handed over more than you were asked to hand over, in fairness, because you wanted
to
sort it out. Okay.
Yeah. And now we're stuck in the middle, three and a half weeks away from the wedding.
I know it's tough in hotels. It's tough in the whole hospitality. But like this hopefully will come round, and people have memories. And I mean, in the sense that if it comes around, people would say, I'll go back to that hotel. They were brilliant to us during there. I recommend that hotel, because I'm sure if this, which it will, we're all told, especially reading about vaccines in the last 7 days, if we get a vaccine, which means we need a vaccine and a cure, but we primarily need a vaccine in the long term. The short term, we need a cure for people who are suffering. If we get a vaccine, things could get moving again very, very quickly. And I think people will remember. And by the way, one, I think people will be very willing to go and do staycations or weekends away and enjoy each other's company, given what everyone has missed. But I think they'll also remember people who took a step in the right direction. So where do you stand now, Ciarán?
We have rang it. So we have no other money. You know, all our money is tied up in this wedding. Now, very graciously, members of the family have said, look, if you need to get another venue, if it comes to that, we will loan you the money for that. And then, you know, when you get your money back from the hotel, God willing, you know, we'll give it back to them. But we've rang around a hotel in Dublin who are able to do a wedding for 25 people for just under €2,000. Now, obviously, like, we would still want to have our wedding in this particular hotel. You know, it's very nice, and we'd want to not lose our money. You know, I'm afraid that if we cancel, we would lose all our money.
Wow.
And then we're ten grand in the hole then.
Ten grand of a couple's savings is... You have to earn a lot more than 10 grand to have 10 grand in cash to pay them. You'd probably have to earn nearly 20 grand and give it a tax rate or whatever for young couples working together, so to speak. Ciarán, by the way, did they give you any ideas of what events they proposed for you to splash 5,800 quid on?
They didn't.
When all this was over.
They have the ability in their hotel to do a barbecue. You know, as a second day of your wedding, a lot of people are doing day two. So, I mean, I think that's kind of what they were suggesting, that we had a day two of the wedding. Like, numerous times in this process, they've advised us, oh, well, maybe put the balance behind the bar at the evening for your guests, or, you know, you could pay for your guest's hotel room and then get your guests to pay you back. You know, there was a lot of different things that are just very strange. And a lot of our guests have already booked hotel rooms. You know, they're immediate family, Joe. There's no kids, there's no cup, there's no plus ones. You know, I mean, this is the 20, when 25 racks up very, very quick when you include your bride and groom and a couple of wedding parties.
So they suggested the 25 y'all head to the bar and buy glasses of Middleton at whatever the best whiskey in the world at 30 quid a shot or whatever. But that's what they're saying. How could 25 people spend 5,800 quid at a bar in one evening?
And up until 11 o'clock, of course, Joe, as well.
Of course, That's some challenge.
It would be like, and I mean, it's difficult, you know. I mean, my bride is not allowed to have hair and makeup on the day.
Oh,
she has to do her own hair and makeup.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's no live music. There's no novelty. There's no selfie mirrors. There's no stuff like that. So we want to go ahead with the wedding because I can't afford to lose any more money after cancelling all those other things as well.
Okay, the wedding will happen, but I don't know under what circumstance.
Yeah.
Let us know what develops, Ciarán. You sound a good person in terms of your energy and your fairness as well. So I hope it works out for you and your partner. Thanks, Ciarán. That's Ciarán. 51551 my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.